Blog Talk Radio.
Then the music will play, so I had stopped by on my end.
You couldn't turn it off?
I turned it off on my end, but it was on your end, wasn't it?
I guess. I didn't realize it just then.
Did you have to turn yours off?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize you could do that.
Yeah, so whoever's on, whoever's logged in, the music is going to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody,
come in. Okay, you putting them in or me?
I can.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I guess I muted myself. Hello. Good evening.
Evening.
I see we have Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Mom and Pop, welcome.
Good evening, yes.
Auntie Betty, welcome.
Yes, good evening.
And, do we have Sister Shirley?
Yes, good evening.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And do we have Auntie Janet?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. And we also have Loretta. Okay. I don't think I miss anyone. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, Loretta, I'll turn it over to you, sweetheart.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Week of Prayer Service. Tonight is the open session, and we pray that your heart brought some good news to share. And Angela will come with us with the blessing of the prayer line. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
And before we start, Auntie Dot, welcome.
Okay.
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes for a moment. As written in Hebrews 10:21-24, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Let us hold unswerving to the hope we profess, for He, who promised is faithful. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill each of us with all of the fruits of your Holy Spirit. And let us consider how we can birth one another forth love and good deeds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Angela. And we're going to go right on into our program tonight. Everybody is on. Praise God. And I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from John chapter 20. It said, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary went to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb entrance. So she ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. She told them they had removed the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they had put him. So Peter and the other disciple headed for the tomb. The two was running side by side, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. He bent over and looked it inside the tomb. He saw the strip of linen lying there, but didn't go inside. Simon Peter arrived after him and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there. He also saw the clothes that had been put on Jesus' head. It wasn't lying with the strips of linen, but was rolled up separately. Then the other disciple, who arrived at the tomb first, went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't know yet what Scripture means when it said that Jesus has come back to life. So the disciple went back home. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Daddy, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I will be reading Ephesians 5th chapter, and my subject will be walk in love.
Amen.
Right.
Wow. All right.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us.
Oh.
And for us and offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness, covetousness, let it be not one thing among you have become saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are no convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no homemonger, nor unclean person, thy covered man, who is an idolater, has inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and our God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. But be ye therefore partakers of with them. For you were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the world, in the Lord walk. It's learned unto you now. For you are sometime darkness, but now you like in the law walk that children like. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful woods of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a sin even to speak of these things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest his light. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give the light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not a fool, but as a liar. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Walk in love. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see. Auntie Dot? Will you get used to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hill. From his come my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keep Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and they're coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Auntie Marie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Good Psalm 117. Praise him, all ye people. For his kindness great toward us. Of the Lord endureth forever. Praise thee, the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Auntie Carrie, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Psalm 23.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They anoint my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Joshua 1. The Lord wants us to have courage. He wants us to be courageous.
Amen.
He says, now at the death of Moses, the servant of the God of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all his people, unto the land which I have given unto them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon,
mm-hmm.
that I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, all this I have given you, it shall be yours. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou might obtain to do according to all the laws which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Do not put it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mightest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may obtain that they might observe and do according to all that is written therein. But then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Sister Shirley, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, Psalms 124. If it had not been for who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick with their wrath, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the steam had gone over our souls. Then the flood waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snares of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading the passage out of the upper room. It's called
Amen.
Pass It On.
Amen.
Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Feed my lamb. John 21:15. You probably heard the old story of the Sunday school teacher who asked, how many of your children want to go to heaven? All raised their hands except little Johnny, who said, I can't, teacher. Mommy told me to come straight home after school because we're going to grandma's. Like the little boy in that story, so many people do not see the possibilities of the bigger picture. We can be so caught up in the immediate scene of our small worlds that we may not grasp the possibility of a quality relationship with Christ, now and eternal life with Him, beyond our death. God calls us to follow Christ and to reach out to the larger world, go into the world, and proclaim the good news to the whole creation, Mark 16:15-16. Were Christ's last words to his followers? The Christ who calls us as individuals and as a church to take his message to the whole world first calls us to love him. Then our service flows from his love. God teaches our lives in Jesus Christ, and our love relationship sends us into our world, God's world, to share the good news. The thought for the day was relationship with Christ is more important than anything. By Ken Anderson. And in prayer, gracious God, renew our love for you and help us to share that love so that the world may know our Savior, our friend, in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see here. Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll be reading out of Errol, 6:13:22. The subject is God Outsider. Whenever I read the history account of Errol, the returning of exile, and the rebuilding of the temple, I am reminded of my own experience as a founder pastor leading a new congregation in building of a church house. For 3 years, I witnessed the unexpected as God sent the right folks to join our fellowship. Just as the reporter of the mortgage bank a few months before we purchased the land. The civil engineer only the day before we broke ground for the new church house. Although I knew nothing about construction, my experience in building the community of faith led me to know that God could and would build his house. Much like Errol and the returning exile, we studied God's word, fast, and prayed. We heard sermons that if we avail ourselves to God, we would work his plan. He did just that. Just as God had set the inside of God also set committee and supported outsiders, business people, politicians, civil leaders. No, they did not join our church, but they were moved by God to offer advice, assistance, protection, and encouragement for our people in the building of his house. We rejoice, and there's the people of Arab Day. When we witness God's miracle of the beautiful church house, we also learn a very important lesson about inside and outside. When we become purists of separation, of exclusiveness in our thinking, we remember that God used outside as well as inside to work his plan. There is no one racial identity, not special general, nor pure or bloodline that determine who God touches, calls, send, or use. May we let God be God. Amen.
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 Thank everyone for sharing the good news. Amen. Amen. And we're moved to the part of our program where we're recognizing our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that all our happiness comes from your mercy. So we pray, Lord, that you be merciful to Daddy Vernon, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, the Thompson family, Jesse Vernon, Calvin Avery, Aline Holiday, Marianne, Malachi, Eric, DeMarcus, Tony, Hubert, Daniel Lowe, Mary Lowe, Sean Williams and family, Sister Shirley, Joseph and family, Tally and family, Ruth Edwards, Rochelle Bessler, the Rossiter family, Brian, Valerie Crockett, Desert Kendrick, Belinda and family, Carlos and the Wells family, and Father God, we ask that you loose your angels around our sick and shut-ins to guide, protect, and minister to them. Father God, they need to hear that still voice, reminding them that you have the last word. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're at the part of our program where we honor birthdays, and we're looking at the week of September the 13th through the 19th. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
Oh.
I know I have one. My grandson, Kadarius, the 16th.
The 18th, Willie Cody.
Willie.
The 18th. The 19th.
Okay, the 14th is who?
Joseph Lewis.
Joseph Lewis?
Yes.
The 14th. Okay, and then I heard someone say the 19th.
Champ, your Uncle Champ.
Champ, Uncle Champ, the 19th. Okay, any other birthdays?
Yeah,
I have
on the 8th. Go ahead.
Okay, I have two. On the 14th is AJ, and on the 18th is Michael Moody.
Amen.
Oh.
You said the 18th?
18th is Michael Moody, my son-in-law.
Okay.
And the 14th is AJ.
Okay.
My grandson.
Yeah.
Okay, Lorraine, I have two. Evangela,
okay.
I have Michael and Drill on the 16th.
Oh, yeah. Michael.
And
Drill.
Yeah,
on
and
the
I have. 16th. Yeah, I have Rudolph Patton on the 18th.
Who's?
Rudolph.
What's Patton. The name again?
Rudolph Patton.
Rudolph, okay. Patton, on the 19th, you said?
18th,
okay. Amen. Plenty of birthdays to be recognized. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to you, happy birthday everybody, happy birthday to you, and many more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Happy birthday to all. Amen. Thank you for that, T. Dot. Okay, we've reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, and I'll just go down the list. If you have something to share, if not, just say pass. And I will start with Daddy.
All right. And I'll be reading God Eternal Word, Never Change.
Amen.
Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. The entry of your word is true, and every one of your righteous judgment endure forever. The grass withers, the flowers fade, and the word of God stand forever. The heaven and earth pass away. One jot or one tittle will by no means pass away. The law until all is fulfilled. The scripture cannot be broken. Man dare not change the Bible. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You had not add to it one, not take it. All right, slow it down a little bit. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, not take it away from it. That means you don't take away from the word, don't add to it word.
Yeah.
Do not add word lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. And if anyone takes away from the word of the book of this prophet, God shall take away his book from the book of life. He who defies the word will be destroyed. In Proverbs 13:1-13. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Let's see here. Sister Shirley, any testimony, praise report you want to share with the group?
On my iPad.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
I'm going to try to read this little saying. Disappointment of just God's way of saying, I got something better for you. So be patient. Have faith. And live your life. We have to accept disappointment, but never lose hope. Success is always measured by the strength of your desire, the size of your dream, the depth of your trust in God and in His Word, and how to handle disappointment along the way. Never let disappointment affect your attitude, as God could say, I thought I was all you need. Have faith, and you can substitute the H for the D and change disappointment into a kiss appointment with God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, anything else you want to share with the group tonight, a praise report, testimony?
I would like to share the last part of my personal confession. It says, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, and His love abides in me richly. I keep myself in the kingdom of light, in love, in the word, and the wicked one touches me not. I fled from serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I take my shield of faith and I quench his every fiery dart. greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I am delivered from the present evil world. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. I reside in the kingdom of God, his Son. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I fear not, for God has given me a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. God is on my side. I hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. I hear my Father's voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. I roll my works upon the Lord. I commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause my thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. I am a world overcomer because I'm born of God. I represent the Father and Jesus well. I am a useful member in the body of Christ. I am his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. My Father God is all the while effectually at work in me, both to will and to do his good pleasure. I let the word of God dwell in me richly. He who has begun a good work in me will continue until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share? Praise, testimony?
Okay.
Okay, let's see, I will go next. My reading is from Joel Osteen, and it is, the title is Praise Him for the Victory. God has commanded victory to be yours, and when God commands something, it is going to happen. When God commanded light to come, light came, and light is still coming. God has commanded that we live in victory. That means no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it looks, you can be encouraged that the darkness has to give way to the light. Defeat has to give way to victory. But in order to open that door to victory, we must continually do what the psalmist did and constantly praise his name. Don't go around talking about your problems. Go around talking about your God. Don't go around speaking words of defeat and failure. Speak words of faith and victory. Quit worrying and start worshiping. Start praising and thanking God and expect things to change in your favor. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise him.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I had a little interruption there. Who did I just call on?
Me. I pass.
Auntie Marie passed. Okay. Sorry for that, guys. Angela, any praise report, testimony you want to give out tonight?
No, I'm going to come out of the upper room again.
Amen.
My title is Rainbows of Hope. God said, I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. The story goes, my high school physics teacher once observed that no two people ever see exactly the same rainbow in the sky. Although it may be the same sun shining through the same shower, each of us sees the sun at a slightly different angle, shining through a different set of raindrops. Therefore, every rainbow is a unique experience for each observer. So it is with life. Each of us may see similar storms of life. We may also be aware of God's grace shining during those storms. But the rainbows that renew hope are unique for each of us. Some we see during a gentle spring shower. Others we see through the lens of tears. Each offers the same affirmation of hope that God gave to Noah long ago. In my own life, I've seen many awe-inspiring sights that revealed to me God's presence in the world. But I've also seen many tragedies when God's presence didn't seem obvious at all. However, in these moments, a rainbow often appeared to restore my faith, give me hope, and reassure me of God's continuing love. In the midst of the storm, look for signs of God's presence and a little prayer. In the midst of life storms, O God, may we see your rainbow of hope and grace that reminds us of your covenant and your infinite love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see here. Mom, praise report,
yes.
Testimony, anything
I'm
else?
I'm going to attempt to say, blessed assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Joy falling like a river, since the comfort has come, he abides with us forever. Make the trusting heart his home, like the rain that fall from heaven, like the sunshine from the sky. Oh, the Holy Ghost is given, come on us from on high. What a wonderful salvation, where we always see his face. What a perfect habitation, what a quiet resting place. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, put a shoe on in my soul. On a stormy sea, he speaks these to me. How the willow cease to roll. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, will run in my soul. On a stormy sea, he speaks to me. All of willow cease to roll. Amen.
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 Praise
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Mom. Thank you for that song. Thank you for that beautiful song. Amen. Amen.
Before. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Hmm. Okay, Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, but you know you called me at the wrong time. I can't follow Aretha.
I didn't catch it till the last minute. I do apologize.
I'm going to try. Oh, Lord, that makes a motion.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me.
Hallelujah.
He's been good to me. I believe I say that again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That's why I say, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Amen.
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 Praise
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, well, first of all, I would like to welcome back Auntie Marie and Auntie Janet and Sister Shirley. We miss
you
all. Yeah. Glad you're back this week. Amen.
Thank you.
Glad
to be back.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We're at the part of our program where we do our closing prayer, and Angela will come to us with that. Unless someone else has something else they want to share before she do so. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Aaron.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
All righty. Did anybody say anything?
Did we lose you?
Who?
Angela.
I'm here.
Okay, you're doing a
somebody
close in
trying to.
I thought somebody was trying to say something.
I heard something.
Oh,
okay.
I was thinking Karen would say something.
Auntie Karen.
Just look up Uncle. Look up Uncle AC. He going going to the Heart Scripture Center on Tuesday morning at 9:30, and lift up and let God put everything in God's hands. Yeah.
At 9:30. What day you said, Auntie?
Tuesday morning at 9:30.
Tuesday, okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for that update, Auntie Carrie.
Please bow your hands. As we pass through life seasons, we have the promise that God is with us to help us face our challenges and to share our delight when we experience joy and new opportunities. We are wise to savor whatever season of life we are in because, unlike the seasons of the year, our life seasons would never come again. In prayer, God of all times, teach us to savor the season of life in which we live, knowing that you are leading us into the future. Thank you, Jesus, that we are your ambassadors and are privileged to appeal to others to be reconciled to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord
you for that. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. And just as Carrie just gave us the update, everyone, just go into prayer. At least on Tuesdays, lift up the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Nellum's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And tonight we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do and put on your full suit of armor for protection from your enemy. For God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everyone, have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. Good night.
Amen.
Not
love Thank you for joining the Nellum's Family Weekly Prayer Service. I would like to leave you with this prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, I promise you today for the promise of victory in my life. Thank you for your word and the precious blood of your Son, Jesus, that causes us to overcome in every area of our life. With the fruit of my lips, I will praise you all day long. Amen. Good night. Everyone have a blessed week.